news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The new weekly jobs report is out, showing another 3.2 million unemployment claims were filed last week, bringing the total to just over 33.5 million estimated jobs lost over the past 7 weeks. On Friday, the new monthly unemployment numbers could show the worst jobless rate since the Great Depression. Experts predict up to 16%. That would mean 10 years of job gains wiped out in a matter of months. Things are much the same in Europe. The Bank of England predicts the UK economy is heading for its worst crash in 300 years, and the EU's economy could shrink by 7.5%, a steeper decline than during the 2008 financial crisis. Axios reported Wednesday a new conspiracy theory spreading through the West Wing. Trump and some of his aides now reportedly believe that the estimated COVID-19 death toll is inflated. Public health experts believe the running tally of U.S. deaths from the novel coronavirus, which stood at 73,431 early Thursday, is actually too low due to a lack of testing and the fact that many people who died at home were not counted. There's no evidence the number of fatalities has been exaggerated, but states don't have consistent methods for estimating the toll, so the national numbers are widely seen as a rough estimate. In April, Dr. Anthony Fauci called claims that the coronavirus toll was being inflated by unrelated medical conditions, quote, conspiracy theories. By the way, you know those CDC step-by-step guidelines on reopening the country in stages? Well, the 17-page report, which was scheduled to be released on Friday, has been shelved. So much for guidance. In today's really disturbing story of the day, the headline reads, Trump taps point man to remove Pentagon officials seen as disloyal. That from Foreign Policy, where they report that Michael Cutrone, Mike Pence's top national security aide for South Asia, is moving to the Pentagon to serve in a behind-the-scenes role vetting Defense Department officials for loyalty to the president. Can't make this stuff up. In other non-COVID news, Trump also named a top donor and the guy in charge of fundraising for the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, Louis DeJoy, as the new Postmaster General. This puts a Trump loyalist in place to head the Postal Service at a time when Trump has been very critical of the agency, recently saying,
"The Postal Service is a joke."
This isn't a good sign for the possibility of increasing access to vote by mail for the November election. Trump on Tuesday vetoed the Iran War Powers Resolution, a bipartisan effort to rein in presidential authority to use military force against Iran without congressional approval. The measure was introduced after the strike that killed Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani back in January, which catapulted the U.S. and Iran into a tense series of strikes and threats. Trump has long threatened to veto the measure, and Congress probably doesn't have the numbers to override it. Trump called it a, quote, very insulting resolution, and said it was a product of Democrats trying to divide Republican support. Oy. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos formally announced new protections for those accused of campus sexual harassment and assault. Seriously. The changes narrow the definition of sexual misconduct on campuses and include provisions under the federal Title IX law that will allow those accused of harassment or assault to question evidence and cross-examine their accusers. Critics have said these highly controversial changes could discourage victims from coming forward. You think? DeVos, however, said previous guidance denied due process to the accused. The National Women's Law Center said it plans to sue the Education Department over the changes. And finally, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was discharged from Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore on Wednesday after undergoing treatment for a gallbladder infection. The 87-year-old national treasure will return to the hospital over the next few weeks for outpatient follow-up and a non-surgical procedure to remove the gallstone. Ginsburg participated in the Supreme Court's virtual hearings from her hospital room as the justices heard oral arguments in several cases by phone as a safety precaution due to the coronavirus pandemic. In the first of two hearings on Wednesday, this one concerning the administration's attempt to allow more employers to opt out of the Affordable Care Act provision providing cost-free access to contraception, Ginsburg was in rare form.
So you have just tossed entirely to the winds what Congress thought was essential, that is that women be provided these services with no hassle, no cost to them. Instead, you are shifting the employer's religious beliefs, the cost of that, onto these employees who do not share those religious beliefs.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.